All right. Did you close your Bibles yet? Or you keep them open. Go back to Psalm 100. All those things in Psalm 103 are certainly great things to be thankful for, to remember. And that's why we are thankful. When we remember all the things that God has done for us, we can be thankful. And that's Psalm 100. This great, it's a great psalm of praise. But verse 4 shows to us what all of our hearts should be when we come before God. We don't come before God with complaints, discouragement. Sometimes we are. Sometimes things get to us in life and we're discouraged. Maybe we have things to complain about. Maybe things aren't going the way we would like to have them go. But when we enter into God's presence, it says in verse 4, we are to enter into His gates with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. And we can't be thankful unless we've remembered all His benefits and forgotten not all of them, right? Like it said in Psalm 103. And into His courts with praise, right? Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. You know, bless means to favor, you know, favor His name, right? To favor, to bless, you know, to adore, to, you know, to offer a favor. You know, so like if you want to bless someone, you want to do something favorable towards them, right? You want to encourage them. You want to pick them up, carry them along perhaps. You know, that's how God blesses us. He always does that. He always carries us through. He always does so many mighty things for us. He's forgiven us in Christ of all our iniquities, right? Remove them as far as the east is from the west, like we read in Psalm 103. You know, this is why we can come into Him, into His presence, His gates, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. You may go to your neighbor's house and have all the complaints, you know, for hours and hours and hours. But when you come into God's presence, you come there with thanksgiving. If you've remembered the things that He's done. And that's the encouragement to us. Be thankful unto Him. Be thankful unto Him. You know, this whole concept of thanksgiving, you know, was initially proposed to, you know, for people just to take some time, review the blessings that they have in their lives, and be thankful for those things. Be thankful. I'm so thankful to God. Not for everything in my life, because some things aren't the way I'd like them to be. You know, I need to constantly look at being renewed, having my youth renewed, like the eagles. The older you get, the more you count on that promise. And it does give you great energy, you know, great strength to trust in God. But I can still be thankful. I can still be thankful for so many things. And it's when I take the time to do that, that things take on a new perspective. We focus on the things that we're not happy with, then it's discouraging. Downright bummering, as we used to say. If I can borrow a phrase from 40 years ago. It's a bummer, man. We are to enter into His gates with thanksgiving. See? Thanksgiving. That is God's encouragement to us. Come to Me and be thankful. Be thankful. And there's always something to be thankful for. You know, it's when we forget about being thankful that we begin a real downward spiral in our lives. If you look at Romans 1, interestingly enough, everyone started out with a knowledge of God. Did you know that? Life began with a knowledge of God. Adam and Eve knew exactly who God was. No question about it. Their offspring did. Everybody knew. Right up to Noah, everybody knew. Then they started over again. Everybody knew who God is. Right? And over the course of time, people forgot. But why did they forget? Romans 1 really kind of gives a synopsis of it and where the problems begin in life. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 through 21 really explains it pretty simply. Because that which may be known of God, known about God, is manifest to them, for God hath showed it unto them. You see, God has always made himself known, either directly, like he did with Adam and Eve, with Noah, with all the rest of people who looked to him, trusted in Abraham. He always made himself known. Moses made himself known, and then Moses made him known to the people. There was never a question that God existed or who God was. It was always manifest. He'd always manifested himself. For the invisible things of him, verse 20, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There is no excuse for not believing, at least in God, because you can just look at his handiwork and know that there must be a God. So he's made himself very plain, even to the most stubborn, let's say. All right? It's always there. It's always evident. You look close at the creation and you say, my goodness, how could there not be a creator of all of this? Right? But look at why they departed. Look at why. Because, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they knew God. They knew that there was an almighty God, a creator. They glorified him not as God, neither were what?
Thankful.
Neither were thankful. What? So see, without thankfulness in our heart toward God, for just at least knowing that he is, that begins a downward spiral, right? But they, because of that, because even when they knew God, they decided, I'm not going to glorify you. I'm not going to give you any respect. I'm not going to give you any honor. And I'm certainly not even going to be thankful that I even know that you exist. They got to that point and became vain in their imaginations. They thought they were smarter than God, could figure it out better than God. And their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. And then you know that they changed. Then they begin to make idols. You know, and then they begin to worship themselves. And, you know, it's just a downward spiral. But where does it begin? It begins with that lack of thanksgiving. That lack of thankfulness. You know, that's a pretty deep statement right there. You would think that it would bring up a whole slew of other reasons why all the deception of the adversary and all the devil spirits and blah, 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 blah. And yet, it boils it down to very simple, basic things of the heart of man. You know who God is? Be thankful. Do you know what he's done for you? Be even more thankful. Do you know what he's done in the Messiah for you? Oh, man, be thankful. See, this is just the basic, simple. Everybody can understand the beauty of this. Just being thankful that I know God. And how much do we know? We know that he sent his son to be the payment for our sin. We know that because of him, we have been raised together with him. We've been ascended. We've been seated together with him in the heavenlies. We've been made his children. I'm thankful. See? Whether I ever see anything else, whether I see anything more of God, I can still be thankful for that. And then I can begin actually to see more and more. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, the way God has simply put it. Look at Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3. It's, you know, we do have so very much to be thankful for. And that's where our lives begin, to blossom. And to see the great things that God has promised to us come to pass when we are thankful for those that we know that he has done already. We're thankful. And it's always about giving God thanks. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, giving thanks unto him who hath made us adequate, is the word meet, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Give thanks to him for that. I mean, there are so many other things in here. You can read through this first chapter. There's so many great things to be thankful for. Chapter 3, where it says, you know, all these things to put on. Verse 12 says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. You know, bowels of mercies. That's a figure in that culture. And among the Hebrews, the bowels represented, you know, that place where real tenderness comes from. You know, that's how they viewed it. And so he's saying here, you know, the mercies that come from deep within you, you know, from really deep within you. It's not just I'll be merciful because God's merciful to you. No, it's coming from within you. You know, that's what it encourages us to do. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, even, or if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, do also. So also do you. You know, you do the same thing. You know, he did not forgive us because we asked him to. He provided forgiveness for us because that's what God said you do. You do it. And above all these things, put on charity, the love of God, right? Which is the bond of perfectness. It's what holds your life together in a perfect way. That's love. The love of God, right? We're at endeavor to do that. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Be thankful. Again, you know, thankfulness is one of those great things that it constantly comes back to. Be thankful. Thank God. Thank God, not for the challenges, but for the victories that He provides for us. You know, it says in Corinthians, chapter 2 of Corinthians, right? Chapter 2, verse 14. This is why we can be thankful, and this is why we enter into any situation with thanksgiving. Now thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Right? He always causes us to triumph. And even when we're faced with a huge battle on the horizon, we can be thankful that God will help us with the victory. He will. He always causes us to triumph. You know, always. We always have the victory. If we trust Him, if we stay thankful to Him, if we enter in unto Him with thanksgiving, we always have the victory. He's promised. And it's in Christ. You know, it's because of what Christ earned for you. That's why He will grant you the victory as well. Because Jesus Christ has made you the righteousness of God. And so therefore you deserve to have the victory. You deserve it. Thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. And in 1 Corinthians, you know, so we are to stay thankful. And one of the great ways that we can give thanks to God is not just by lifting holy hands and saying praise God. Because anybody can do that. Some people do it with genuine heart. Some people just do it because that's what everybody else is doing in the congregation. That's good. That's okay. But the greatest way to give thanks is via the Spirit within you, by speaking in tongues. That is the greatest way to offer thanksgiving to God. Because in Corinthians, it says in chapter 14, in verse 14, says, for if I pray, this is a little, you know, explanation of what speaking in tongues is good for. It says, if I pray in a tongue, the word unknown is not in the Greek text, so if I pray in tongues, right, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. I do not understand really what I'm saying when I speak in tongues, or when I endeavor to pray in the spirit, which is praying in tongues. I don't understand. So what is it then? Well, what do? Do I not speak in tongues because I don't understand what I'm saying? No, it says, I will pray with the Spirit and I'll pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I'll sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, right? Bless God. How do you bless God most effectively? With the spirit. How shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say, Amen at thy giving of thanks, at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? He doesn't understand you, and you don't understand. You do not understand. How's he going to say, well, amen. Amen to that one. Right? He can't, because he doesn't understand. For thou verily, verse 17 says, givest thanks well. You give thanks well, but the other is not edified. That's why he says in verse 18, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Why? Because I don't edify you? No, because I'm giving thanks to God well. That was what was in his heart. Great thanksgiving to God. And he knew that the way he could do it perfectly and do it in a way that would really bless God would be to speak in tongues. And so when we have a heart of thanksgiving to God, and maybe we don't know what to say or how to say it. You know, God, I'm so thankful, I don't know what to say. Well, then speak in tongues, because it gives thanks well. And it blesses God with your spirit. Right? So, you know, that's something to remember. You know, as we learn of things to be thankful for, sometimes we don't know how to say it. Sometimes we don't know what to say. We can speak in tongues. And there's other things that speaking in tongues will do for us as well. Other than giving thanks well when we have a heart of thanksgiving toward God, when we enter into His gates, and we want to be thankful, we can speak in tongues. When we need to pray for something that we're not quite sure what the answer is going to be or how to put it, it's perfect prayer. We can speak in tongues. When we need desperately to intercede on another believer's behalf, we can speak in tongues for them. That's intercession. We intercede on their behalf. It's like, God, I want to talk to you about Greg right now. I don't really know what he needs, but I know he needs something because he's always been on my heart. So I speak in tongues for him. I speak in tongues toward God via that Spirit, and I have my brother Greg in mind. In my mind's eye, I see Greg. These are great, great things that God has provided us with. Sometimes we go to God and we go, I don't know what to say. And yet he's provided a perfect way for us to say it perfectly via that spirit within and that ability to speak in tongues. That's why each and every one of us can speak in tongues. God wouldn't say, okay, I'm going to give the ability to pray perfectly and give thanks well, but you, no, you don't need to give thanks well. No, we all need that. We all need to do that to God. We all have a desire to go to God and do that. And so we need to speak in tongues. We need to utilize that which God has given us. And that's only one of the 9 manifestations of the Spirit. He's given us each the Spirit, and we can utilize what He's given to us. And that's one of the things that we can do via that Spirit. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful to God that I can give Him thanks well. You know? And now I know that no matter what's going on around me, I can still go to God with a thankful heart and express it. Express it in a way that my understanding can't. See? So, just wanted to encourage you guys with that. So on this Thanksgiving weekend, you know, be thankful consciously with your understanding and yet still speak in tongues. You know? And be thankful and say it to God the way your understanding could not phrase it. Right? With groanings that cannot be uttered, it says. But speaking in tongues is that. So you can't say it the way it needs to be said, but your spirit can via speaking in tongues. Very thankful to God for each of you, your hunger and your desire to love God and walk with Him. So, and the many others that we know. I'm very thankful to have a family that is not afraid to walk together, to love God. So, Father, thank you for all that you do for us. Thankful for the way you continue to bless our lives. Thank you for the ability that we have to give you thanks well, so that we can enter into your gates with great thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, and that we do our best to encourage each other not to forget all your benefits. And just continue to bless us, Father, with your grace and your mercy as we continue to keep our hearts open toward you. Thank you for filling us. Thank you for making yourself known to us. And Father, for continuing to allow us to represent you and your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, as your sons and daughters. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, amen.